you don't need to go through these details. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to ask you in the Day of Judgment, because this is a very dangerous statement. It seems like he's saying, you're not going to be mu'min until you make, you disbelieve in taghut. That means you have to disbelieve in all rulers. It's not right. Allah is not going to stop you in the Day of Judgment and ask you, what do you believe in Husni Mubarak? What do you believe in Muammar Qaddafi? What do you believe in Bashar al-Assad? What do you believe in Muhammad ibn al-Hassan? What do you believe in King Fahd? What do you believe in King Khalifa? Or whatever his name. Wallahi, he's not going to ask you about that. But he's going to ask you about any statement you'll make it for them or against them. If you said, oh, they are the best, they are just, he's going to ask you why you said that about them. If you said they are kuffar, he's going to ask you why you said that about them. So the wise person, as Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri said, he sent to Imam Malik a very nice letter. I wish everybody take this as a methodology. He sent nasiha to Imam Malik. Qala Ibn Shahab al-Zuhri, Qala adrakna man qablana yaqulun, wa sahih Muslim, inna as-salamata la ya'diluha shay'. He said, al-Zuhri, I have very great advice for you. That we learn from the people who before us, the Sahaba and the elder, that nothing similar to free yourself from responsibility by talking about anybody or taking position for or judge anybody. Stay away from that. Allah didn't ask you to do that. Shaykhna Shaykh Abdul Razzaq always say this words. End with it. Kan yaqul rahimahullah, tamut wa ba'athuka Allah, ma yas'alk fir'aun mu'min wala kafir. He always said, you will die and you will come in the Day of Judgment. Allah is not going to ask you, Pharaoh is mu'min or kafir, which is very clear cut. Not going to ask you about Pharaoh. He's going to ask you about your iman. Who's your Lord? Who's your prophet? What is your religion? So I don't want, some people think part of our religion to judge the rulers. It's not part of our religion. And this should be very clear. We not try to compromise our religion. We're not to justify any kind of transgressors who rules Muslims country or any kufr being committed in Muslims country. No. We try to say we have to be just, we have to act and focus on what is more beneficial to us. And to show you how much those people mostly who raise these issues, they're not aware of the real meaning of tawheed. Some countries, they have shirk like the sun, clear like sun. The sun you can't miss. The sun is sun. And some of these countries, they have shirk like this, very clear. And they do not consider this even shirk. They talk about another issue, like رُوَ حُكُمْ بِغَرَ مَا زَلْ طَيْبِ يَا أَخِي عَمَى هَذَا مَثَلًا عِنْدُهُمْ الشِّرْكِ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ شِرْكِ. You don't need to go through this. This shows that those people have no even good understanding of the priorities. The priorities. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all of us to follow his sunnah. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.